Good morning, it's Friday, April 12th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, on Wednesday, the Legacy Foundation of Southeast Arizona held its first Cochise County Drug Summit at Cochise College's Sierra Vista campus. This summit drew local stakeholders together to address the drug crisis specific to the county and to develop tailored treatment strategies. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lowly Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona trivia. Did you know that John Goodwin served as a congressman from Maine before being appointed as the first governor of Arizona Territory by President Lincoln? Educated at Dartmouth College and a lawyer by profession, Goodwin's political journey included a term in the Maine Senate and an undistinguished single term in the U.S. House of Representatives. As Arizona's governor, he played a pivotal role in establishing the territory's initial capital, infrastructure, and relationships with Native Americans. He later became Arizona's delegate to Congress, advocating for military support and infrastructure development. Goodwin's later years were spent in New York, focusing on business until his death in 1887. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital now has three locations for primary care services. Let their compassionate providers care for your entire family. Your health starts here. Call to schedule an appointment today at 520-720-6551. Now our feature story. On Wednesday, the Legacy Foundation of Southeast Arizona held its first Cochise College Drug Summit at Cochise College's Sierra Vista campus. This summit drew local stakeholders together to address the drug crisis specific to the county and to develop tailored treatment strategies. Craig Fullen, Douglas Chief of Police and Chair of the Cochise Addiction Recovery Partnership, initiated the meeting. He noted its inspiration came from Becky Smythe of the Legacy Foundation, proposing a local version of the broader Arizona Drug Summit. Fullen explained, quote, "The idea was, let's do one here, because we are slightly different and we have different needs and different gaps than the rest of the state would have." The summit aimed to unite local addiction treatment professionals to collectively devise strategies. Fullen highlighted the ongoing severe challenges in drug abuse treatment in more rural areas, which lack the extensive resources of the cities and towns. Fullen said that there are, quote, "significant challenges in terms of drug use across Cochise County." Fullen also pointed out the complex intersection between drug addiction and mental health issues and emphasized the need for continuous care services which are currently lacking. He mentioned new funding opportunities arising from settlements with pharmaceutical companies which could help address these gaps. Key priorities identified at the summit included improving access to detox triage services, enabling healthcare providers to refer patients to outpatient treatment, and increasing peer support and transitional housing. DEA Special Agent in Charge Sherry Oz emphasized that while the DEA focuses on dismantling drug supply networks, community-based awareness and treatment initiatives are crucial to their mission. She highlighted the importance of community discussions on drug issues, stating, quote, "Where we win is in the community. It's in this room. It's when people leave this room and they talk about what they learned or what they heard, and they talk about it at gas stations and grocery stores and barbecues, because the more we talk about fentanyl, the better the chance we have to teach people to make good choices. If we can stop that first pill, prevent that first pill from being taken, we win." Fullen announced plans for the Cochise County Drug Summit to be an annual event, aiming to foster greater community involvement and public engagement with ongoing and future treatment initiatives. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Hi, this is Didi Rodriguez, the Executive Director here at Prestige Assisted Living. We are offering a free guide on heart health for older adults on our website at prestigecanhelp.com. It includes information on common heart health risk and tips on how nutrition, fitness, sleep, and stress management can promote a healthy heart. Visit prestigecanhelp.com to download your free guide today. Again, that is prestigecanhelp.com.
Next, with the Arizona Supreme Court decision allowing the 1864 near-total abortion ban to take effect, we take a look at what's next. When will abortion providers stop offering abortions? And can Attorney General Chris Mays really not enforce the law? What does this mean for the balance of power in Arizona? Maria Staubs of Cronkite News has the answers.
After the Arizona Supreme Court reinstated a near-total ban on abortion, there has been more reaction and planning on what happens next.
From continuing court challenges to what happens in doctors' offices and what could happen at the ballot box in November.
Reporter Maria Staubs joins us in the newsroom to give us the latest.
After the ruling came down from the Supreme Court yesterday, abortion providers say they felt an immediate impact, with patients calling who were confused and concerned. In a conference call yesterday, Planned Parenthood said they were still unsure about how long they could continue to provide abortion services in Arizona. But they say they expect to continue providing abortion services through May and possibly into June. And they are still very much open for business.
One of the things I want to be really, really clear about is that our doors will remain open regardless of whether we are offering abortion care or not. Right? We have other services, LARCs, other things that that patients desperately need.
And Planned Parenthood has really ramped up a service called Patient Navigation. So we have actually a department headed by one of our clinical nurses whose sole responsibility is to help patients who weren't able to have abortions already in the state of Arizona because of other restrictions and regulations, such as the egregious 15-week ban, to get out of state to where they can receive the services that they need and deserve.
Other abortion providers in the state aren't as clear about how long they'll continue services. One told us they will continue, quote, until the ban is enacted into law. Meanwhile, despite the ruling, Arizona's Attorney General Chris Mays says she will not enforce it. And during a press conference in front of the state capitol yesterday, Mays said her office is looking at its legal options.
We are not going to prosecute a woman or a doctor for abortion in the state of Arizona while I'm Attorney General, and I'm going to do that pursuant to my supervisory authority. This is not over from a legal standpoint, okay? My office is as we speak, discussing what our next steps are.
May said she is investigating an appeal of the ruling to the United States Supreme Court, among other things. It's still unclear if county attorneys across Arizona intend to enforce the ruling, but May said yesterday she would not allow any county attorney in our state to prosecute abortion. Voters will likely have a chance to decide on a ballot proposition to enshrine abortion rights in the Constitution in November. In the newsroom, Maria Staubs, Cronkite News.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. Next Wednesday, April 17th, head over to the Arizona Folklore Preserve. They will be featuring audience favorite Mark Mulligan, along with special guest Kelly McGuire. These two singer-songwriters have been wowing audiences with their shows filled with original music, along with Jimmy Buffett tributes. The doors will open at 4 o'clock, and the show starts at 5. Finally today, we're remembering the life of Paul Nichols. Paul was born in Douglas in 1943. He grew up with his two brothers and his younger sister on 7th Street. He was a 1961 Douglas High School graduate, and his popular book, Just 7 Blocks from the Mexican Border, was written and published several years later. He proudly served in the U.S. Army for 3 years. He is survived by Gloria, his wife of more than 60 years, and their adult children, his siblings, and a vast extended family. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Paul's life and service. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldofyou.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.